Blog Talk Radio.
And greetings. Welcome to a special edition of New Day, Resurrection and Liberation. My name is Empress Chi, and as usual, we are always very, very honored to be able to broadcast to you. And tonight, of course, it's again a special edition, and this special edition is a salute to none other than Queen Mother Moore. Today is actually the day, what we call the Earth Day of Queen Mother Moore. And we're going to do a follow-up tonight, but we're going to go more in-depth tomorrow night for our regular broadcast when we will have joining us Queen Mother Dr. Dolores Blakely, who, of course, was the companion, confidant, sister, and so forth to Queen Mother Moore for approximately 30-something years. She's going to be coming on tomorrow night to really give us some insight into some of the work that Queen Mother Moore, of course, did for so many years. You know, it's really kind of sad that we hear a lot of discussion about reparations, but oftentimes we don't hear about the sister who really was the one that kind of put that thought into our brains, those of us who kind of talk about it today and do work about it today. Well, I'm pretty certain that would not have been happening if it was not for Queen Mother Audrey Moore. So what we're going to do is just kind of share a little highlight tonight, and again tomorrow we're going to go more in depth about the life and the legacy of Queen Mother Moore. And tonight we want to also give you a couple of special announcements. Before we do, needless to say, we always give thanks and praises to our Creator. And we are always very, very appreciative of our freedom-fighting ancestors. And again, that's why tonight we wanted to bring this brief but special edition of New Day to again give a special salute to Queen Mother Moore. This was truly a warrior sister. And, you know, in this day and age, it's so important that we bring forward that kind of energy, because if things are to in fact change, I can guarantee you it's going to be some sisters really helping to move this thing forward. I know that some don't like to hear that or don't want to discuss it like that, but I guarantee you there's no getting around it, whether you realize it today or whether you realize it tomorrow or next week, whenever, rest assured it's going to happen, because we as a people must be brought forward. And, well, it's been 400, 500 years, so obviously it's going to take something that it hasn't taken or hasn't happened up to this point. So, you know, folks are slowly but surely waking up, but definitely we are. And with that, I can also assure you that the rise of the original woman, of the black woman, is going to, you know, be, again, a major, major role in what is yet to come towards victory. So before we go into any further insight or discussion or provide information about Queen Mother Moore, I want to remind you that tomorrow at the Shanghai City Cultural Center, we will be there from 12:15 until 1:45, and we'll be paying tribute to three great African women, three great black women, Queen Mother Moore being one, her Earth Day, July the 27th, of course, today. Also, we're going to pay tribute to Sister Queen Asada Shakur, Earth Day, July 16th, and also to Mother Bea Richards, whose Earth Day was also July the 16th. So what we've kind of began to do as one of our new segments, each month we're going to pay tribute to African women, black women who were birthed in that month. So, again, the three for this month is Queen Mother Moore, Sister Asada Shakur, and Mother Bea Richards. And tomorrow at Shanghai City Cultural Center. We'll be, talking about the three of them, their work, reviewing it. And this way, again, is so important that we continue to make certain that our history, our history, is something that is always in the midst, as well as so many other things, but we oftentimes do not highlight our women. Well, we're going to make sure that we do that now every month. So, again, if you're in the Philadelphia area, please come out to the Shanghai City Cultural Center located at 3117 Master Street here in Philadelphia. We'll be there from 12:15 to 1:45. The admission is free. Of course, donations are always welcome. And it's called Self-Determination Saturday. This is something that happens at the Shanghai City Cultural Center every week, Self-Determination Saturday. So we have quite a few things we want to share with you tonight, a few announcements in particular. But before we do, we want to go to our salute for tonight. And again, that salute is for none other than Queen Mother Moore. I think before we hear about Queen Mother Moore, I want to hear what Mr. Farrakhan had to say some time back, and he still says, some things similar to this presently, but, we want to kind of share this with you.
The woman must play an important part in the development of the nation, or the nation will go to hell.
Now, you can't get any clearer than that. Now, this is something that was taken from a speech in 1985. So here we are today in 2012, still talking about or having to talk about the necessity of the importance of our sisters. It's unfortunate that we still have to rewind, some of these things, but nevertheless, this is what has to happen, and so this is what we're doing. I'm going to also share something else with you that we want to remind you, and that is while we talk about empowerment, we also talk about the necessity to unite, needless to say. But, there's some other things, too, that have to be looked at, and that is this, something Kwame Ture talks about.
Brothers and sisters, you have a responsibility. The only way you can help your people is by helping to organize them, and the only way you can do that is by joining an organization. Join the NAACP, join the Urban League, join the Nation of Islam, join Push, join the All African People's Revolutionary Party, join an organization if you love your people. Thank you. Ready for the revolution.
Yes, again, and the message there, of course, is really to be organized. And this is something that we've been talking about earlier, and that is the fact that we must become organized in such a way that we really become more effective. Brother Kwame Ture was one of those people who always talked about organize, organize, organize. Well, today we find it even more so necessary to do so. And so what we're planning to do now is to make certain that we encourage people to, again, join the various organizations that is necessary for us to join. Now, some that were just mentioned I wouldn't necessarily suggest, but, hey, it beats the blank, I guess, and sometimes you can get certain things done regardless. But the whole idea, again, is when you become serious, you have to realize that at some point, you're going to have to connect with something. And so be it an organization, be it a group, but something that is doing something and doing something consistently. Again, we encourage folks, especially our sisters, join now the Million Woman Movement. How can sisters not be a part of an organization or an independent entity that is about about the upliftment of sisters in particular, and of course our people as a whole. So, you know, we have to now raise the bar and ask the question to our women, meaning what are we doing as women, for our sisters, for our young daughters? And so we're now going to really begin to push that question because we already know what the answer is. And unfortunately, you know, it's not acceptable. So we want to make certain that we're able to bring forward the type of things that we need for our people. And so when it comes to our women and girls, the Men Women Movement, I dare say, and, you know, I'm not tripping, so don't get confused, but certainly we feel very honored to be able to now bring forward to you some of the various projects that are both national and international. And we are connecting with other sisters that are part of other organizations, such as the AAPRP and a few other of the groups who are nationally known, who have been consistent. We are still reaching out to them as well. But we're going to give you more information about that shortly. We want to go right back now to, again, giving some kind of recognition, or I won't say some kind of recognition, giving a salute to none other than Queen Mother Moore. We're going to have a brother share some words that we were able to get access to. And again, he too puts it pretty, I think, on point. Again, a salute, a tribute to Queen Mother Moore. About reparations. And I mean, again, how can people do things that do not connect the dots to the history of something? And so, you know, this is why, again, we find it necessary to make certain every year we will continue to make it clear that Queen Mother Moore was really in the 1950s in the UN, thinking about raising the issue, fighting for reparations. Now, we know over the past years there's been a lot of conversation about, you know, reparations, we shouldn't be asking for it or whatever. Well, then, fine. But the bottom line is these people owe us. Now, call it whatever you want to, but they owe us. We need to be about getting it. And it's for no other reason, in principle. So we're going to have that conversation again tomorrow when we have our regular programming. We're going to do our regular show at 10:30 Eastern Time, and we're going to have, again, Queen Mother Dr. Dolores Blakely, who will be joining us. We're going to really go in-depth about the life and history and legacy of Queen Mother Moore. And also, we're going to make some special announcements tomorrow in regards to Queen Mother Moore and other strong black women. We're going to give you some information about that. Now, before we close out tonight, we're going to also tell you a little bit about the BBBCO is coming up August the 31st through September the 2nd. It'll be the founding convention for the BBBCO. The BBBCO will be bringing hundreds of black beauticians, barbers, braiders, cosmetologists, and folk who deal with personal care. We will be coming together to begin to map out some proactive strategies as to how we can get better access to this multi-million dollar, some say billion dollar, industry known as the beauty industry. But we're going to also look closer at how we can connect this, meaning this group of business people, independent, self-sufficient business people in our communities nationwide, how we can also utilize that stability, that consistency in our community towards political power and, of course, economic, financial power. So this is some of what we're going to be talking about tomorrow as well. The BBBCO, again, is a new membership that comes under the umbrella of the Million Women Movement. It is for beauticians, braiders, barbers, cosmetologists. The first gathering to kick this campaign off or kick this membership off will be August the 31st. And, of course, that date was selected because it is, in fact, the date that Madam C.J. Walker held her first Walker Convention here in Philadelphia on August the 31st in 1917. Now, the beautiful thing about what we're putting together with this membership is not only are these brothers and sisters who want to do certain things to help uplift our communities, we are also talking about helping to uplift our sisters. Many of our sisters are going to be faced even with greater challenges in the very near future. Just as with the crack cocaine epidemic, we foresee that some other things are going to be coming down the pipe very, very soon, and we're going to be ready. So this BBBCO membership will help many of our women who are presently going through what we call transitions, those who sisters who are coming out of abusive situations or want to come out of abusive situations, be it physical abuse, mental abuse, spiritual abuse, those sisters who are coming from out of the prisons, those sisters who just want to, you know, do some other things, some advance themselves or whatever. Well, it oftentimes takes money to do that. And so what we've put together is the ability to make a few extra dollars by holding their own parties, their own gatherings where they're able to sell the products that we are now going to have available made by black folks. So we're going to be telling you more about that in the next coming weeks as well, and hopefully you will pass the word along. We are looking for any black merchant, distributor, a producer of products that are natural. We want to make sure that we are able to get access to those products so that we can market them nationwide. We have a place here in Philadelphia to now house those products. And again, with us having beauticians, barbers, braiders, cosmetologists as our own members, this means we're able to put some of these products in shops nationwide. This is just a little bit of the plan. So stay tuned, family, because we're going to be giving you more information about all of that very, very soon. In the meantime, we want to remind you that if you want more information about the BBB Co membership or the upcoming convention, founding convention, will take place later on at the end of August, well, you can send an email to nationalmwm@aol.com, or you can call area code 267-636-3802. Okay, we also want to remind you that for this month, we are going to be celebrating, as we do every year, the Honorable Marcus Garvey, the Earth Day for the Honorable Marcus Garvey. And with that, we should be having Sister Basima come on our program very, very soon. And the Honorable Marcus Garvey event is going to be a whole weekend this year, August the 17th, 18th, and the 19th. So, again, very near future, we'll be giving you more information about that also. Okay, let's see. There was a couple of announcements that we had for you. Oh, most definitely. The Many Women Movement has begun, again, offering self-defense classes to our sisters here in Philadelphia. I don't know about your city, but hopefully we'll be able to get greater, more insight and more reports about other cities. But here in Philly, the rise of rape in our community is off the charts now. And so we have to begin to address that. So also tomorrow when we're at the Shanghai City Cultural Center, we will be also talking about the situation here in Philadelphia that is, clearly showing an increase of rape in our community, in the Black community. Well, the Million Women Movement has a component known as the Black Women's Defense League, and it will now serve, again, the purpose of providing more awareness and preparedness in order to address the situation. We put a call out a few months ago to Black men, to brothers, for them to begin to come together to talk with one another about these issues as men. And while we did get some brothers, in fact, in some other cities, the response here in Philadelphia was weak, to say the least. With all the Black men in the city, with all the anti-violence organizations in the city, yet we could not get 50 men to come together to talk about this issue of violence and abuse of our women and girls, and to come up with some kinds of codes of conduct that we could at least begin to try to put into our community, to at least to begin to discuss it and so forth. We couldn't get them to do that. And the reason is because the Million Woman Movement is not connected to the political Democratic, Republican machinery in this city or in any other city. And as a result, they tend to control stuff, as most pretty much know. But, we figured a way that we're going to now be able to really get around them, go through them or something, because they've blocked us long enough, and we now are going to be even more proactive in making certain that we get them out of the way, that we're able to get information to our people, and with that, uplift our people. So, again, tomorrow we'll be at the Shanghai City Cultural Center, and that location, again, is at 3117 Master Street here in Philadelphia. We'll be there from 12:15 to 1:45. We'll do a tribute to Black women, African women, the three again being Queen Mother Moore, Sister Asada Shakur, and Mother Bea Richards. We are also going to do a forum, and the forum is going to be called Welfare Farewell. It's specifically geared to the fact that here in Philly on August the 1st, Pennsylvania is scheduled to eliminate general assistance. And, again, that's another area of debate where people feel that, we really shouldn't be getting that anyway and so forth and so on. As far as I'm concerned, they're not giving us anything. They're not giving people anything. As when it comes to Black people, they should be getting that and more. So, you know, this whole idea of, well, you know, we shouldn't be getting that from them. Well, again, you know, I'm about self-determination and self-sufficiency. But also what I know is to remove this from people with no type of preparedness, it's going to create a problem. That's what it's designed to do. And, again, that's why we put in place some alternatives so that rather than the psychological effect to be as devastating when we know that this, those few extra dollars have helped, do help, and because that's the way the structure and the system has designed it. So what we now want to do is put some glitches in it, and with the BBB Co., with the ability for there to be You Move agents, and that's what we call our sisters who will be selling the products for retail by having their own hosting parties and so forth. They will be called You Move agents. And, of course, that's for the universal movement of the Million Woman March. And, you know, again, this will allow them to have those few extra dollars. And they will also be able to get some training because this will help to prepare them for better concepts of business, entrepreneurship, those who want to advance further in that, and those who also may be interested in getting training through by way of the computer. You'll be able to get that as well, so that we can set them up with a website so they can sell through a website. So, you know, we know that the plan that the system has is now to really target our women, to get them into a more vulnerable position, into a more institutionalized position, because they really want the children. They want our children, and they want the woman now out of the way. Of course, over the years, they, you know, did whatever they possibly could to, you know, create the type of dysfunction with our brothers. Well, now they're getting ready to create more of a destructive thing for our sisters, for our women, to get our women out of the way so they can get greater access to the children, so the children can really become wards of the state and the new slave or the modern-day slave. And so, you know, we know what the plan is, but again, we know what we must do to prevent this to the best of our ability. So we're going to be telling you more about those such things. And again, I want to remind you that we have extended the Little Sisters Essay Contest. We've extended that to August the 31st. And also we want to remind you that the Little Sisters Talent Search is underway as well. If you're in the North Philadelphia area, you can go to the Dendy Recreation Center this Tuesday at 4:30 to 5:30 for sign-up. There may be some auditioning as well. But the Little Sisters program is, in effect, it is geared to young sisters 7 to 17. And, you know, there's a lot of things that will be happening now for our young daughters, for our young sisters, you know, as a part of our Saving Our Daughters program. So, again, we do need volunteers. We need any kind of in-kind services that may be available. We are not funded by anyone, by the government, by corporations, none of that. We are strictly self-determined in our operations, and therefore any support from our community, from our people, is always welcome. So with that said, family, we're going to get ready to close out for tonight. And again, remind you that this was a special edition of New Day, since this is the actual day of Queen Mother Moore's Earth Day. Again, Queen Mother Moore was born on this day, July 27th. And tomorrow we'll go more in depth about the legacy of Queen Mother Moore when we are talking with Dr. Dolores Blakely, Queen Mother Dr. Dolores Blakely, who was with Queen Mother for many, many years. We'll, you know, hear from her and, you know, really get a, again, greater insight into the legacy of Queen Mother Moore. And we're going to tell you more about the international now African Women for Reparations cadre. I'm going to tell you more about some of the plans that are coming up for that, our House More campaign, the national campaign that is for the U.S. In particular, to not only bring about awareness in our communities about the issue of reparation, but also to provide greater training for advocacy, for activism, to help also make certain that the children know more about the work of Queen Mother Moore and Mother Callie House. That's why it's called the House Moore campaign, so that we know the work that our women have done in this area of obtaining justice for our ancestors. Now, to those who are not familiar with Mother Callie House, of course, she fought for what was known as workers' compensation or compensation for labor. And, again, this had to do with the labor of African people. So, you know, we've combined these two campaigns because for those who maybe don't want to or don't like the word reparations, then okay, what about workers' compensation? Are you okay with that word? And then we have a few other words for you as well, such as restitution. These are all applicable to the fact that there needs to be payment made for an unjust forced labor force, and them being our people of African descent. So, with that said, we will talk more about this tomorrow, of course. So tune in again at 10:30 p.m. Eastern Time, and we will go further into the International African Women for Reparations Cadre, some of the upcoming events and programs that will be coming from that particular unit of the Million Women Movement. And again, joining us will be Dr. Dolores Blakely, the sister who, the Queen Mother, of course, who was with Queen Mother Moore for many, many years. And also tomorrow we will talk more about the BBBCO and, of course, the upcoming Million Women March anniversary. This year is the, 15th year. So we'll tell you more about what's coming with that, which is, of course, the National Black Women's Power Convention. So, family, what we're going to do is close out for tonight, and again, we look forward to you joining us tomorrow evening, which is Saturday, July the 28th at 10:30 p.m. We may also be bringing you a special report from one of our brothers who we just recently connected with. His name is Brother Moses. He is a representative of the Rebuild Liberia committee, who we plan to also do some work with in the very near future. As you know, we just recently returned from Benin, West Africa. We are now planning for a fact-finding mission for the early part of next year for Liberia. Because, again, the Million Women Movement is, in fact, an international movement. And while we have a lot of things that we'll be doing here in the U.S., we also have quite a few things that we'll be doing throughout the diaspora, particularly for our women and girls, but, of course, things that will also help our people, period, our families and communities throughout the world. So we look forward to you joining us tomorrow. And we hope that you will continue to spread the word about our work and about how we are moving forward as a movement, and that is, of course, the U Movement, the Million Woman Universal Movement. And, again, we thank you for tuning in, and we will be black tomorrow night, same time. Well, not the same time, but certainly the same place here at www.blogtalkradio. My name is Empress Chi, and you have been in tune to New Day, Resurrection, and Liberation. Until tomorrow, we say to you, Tutan Nana, and we leave you with the idea and the concept that we oftentimes greet and leave you with, and that is, of course, we do that in the spirit of Ma'at and Hotep, and always remind you that in order for there to be true peace, true Hotep, there must be real justice, Ma'at. And so, again, until tomorrow, we say Tutan Nana and Ma'at Hotep.